Watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting ATIA.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
That's
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host for tonight, Dave. Not Michael, actually. Michael is taking a break for a week. He's in Hawaii, I believe, doing some native rituals. So most likely he will be back next week. Yeah, that's what the rumor is anyway. But TMZ says that Michael Golder is doing some kind of ritual in Hawaii. So I'm filling in. I'm Dave Hillebrand. And across from me, across the state, my dear friend and co-host and executive producer, I believe, officially. And all good person, Lynn Golder, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody, and thank you, David, for that wonderful introduction. I guess it's official, executive producer. Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the February 21st, 2021 edition. So welcome. Glad you're with us, and Michael will be listening from Hawaii.
That's right. I'm sure he's got some kind of Alexa or streaming thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Michael's streaming. Yeah, we know that.
I'm not sure. And also, not too far from us, down in Orlando, manning the studios, he is putting out fires, probably setting a few. And our dear friend Chris, what you say, Chris? What's happening down there at WOKB Studios?
Aloha.
Hey, are you in Hawaii also?
I'm trying to get there.
Are you with Michael?
Mentally, I am. Physically, I'm not.
Mentally, you are.
That's why I need to be right about now.
You can do anything.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Thanks for the introduction. I'd just like to give a couple shout-outs, and then I'll turn it over to you and Chris. My first shout I'd like to give out is to Chris, because I know he's under a lot of stress. And thank you, Chris. Thank you for figuring things out and always being there for us. And then I'd also like to thank all of those people who have inquired about Michael and how he's doing. And he's on the mend. And I'd also like to thank the GOCB, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, for sending a beautiful card, a get well card to Michael. It's totally appreciated. Okay, Dave, it's your turn.
Very thoughtful. That is cool. Well, since it is still Black History Month, I wanted to give a shout out to a very special man in Apopka. I understand that Jerome Miller in Apopka is the first Black deputy chief of that city. And for those who are familiar with Florida history, that's a big deal that he's reached that great status, and especially right around this time of year as we remember Black History Month. So way to go, Jerome Miller. Yay.
Maybe somebody would like to call in and comment on that later, some of the locals. That is wonderful.
And also WOKB now has been around, 65 years?
Yep.
1958, right, Chris?
65 years.
I mean, that is huge, Chris. Really, you know.
That's a long time. It's about 25 years older than me.
Before I was born. Yeah. Well, you're a young pup.
Yeah, he hasn't been around 65 years.
Just 60 out of five.
I know that. That's all right. But we appreciate you being there, and we appreciate Jerome for all his service and what he's doing and accomplished. So I think that is That is awesome. Hey, if people want to call the show, first of all, you want to know what the show is all about. You just tune across the dial or stumbled across us on the internet. We are the bridge from the sighted community to the blind community. And I can speak on the blind side for sure. And I think Lynn can probably speak on the from the sighted side. So,
as well as Chris. Yep.
We don't know about Chris. I assume he can see most of the time.
I'm a little leery because sometimes I'm discombobulated. So I get you.
Yeah, discombobulated and all that stuff.
David, a lot of people are driving around town and listening to us on the radio. So
exactly.
Whether it's in South Florida or Central Florida. So they may have, like you said, they may have just stumbled on us and said, what in the world am I listening to?
Exactly. But it's a fun show, and we talk about all kinds of different things, some blind-related and some not. But right. we're all human, so we all deal with a lot of the same stuff. If you have anything you want to call about, say hi, let us know what you're doing. Around North America, actually, since we're on the Internet, some places are freezing cold right now, and we're at like 70 today, I think. Hey, the phone number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Listen,
and we'd appreciate it if you just call and say hi.
I want to give a shout out to those that are over in Texas and especially Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's been almost 10, maybe plus years since they had some form of snow. So it's been quite some time, and, you know, praying that they manage through and they continue to make it through. I know how it is to live during the wintertime and your power go out on you and you have no heat. You don't know how you're going to stay warm. I understand. I get it. So praying for everybody over this winter storm break and those that are going through with this storm that just kind of came out of nowhere like a mighty Russian wind.
Chris.
You're not kidding. That's not.
Chris, my takeaway from this, I actually mentioned it on Facebook. I'll never complain about losing our air conditioning when we have a hurricane and we have the power outage.
I know, right?
Nothing compares to what they're going through.
Yeah, so.
Other than exactly. Flooding with Katrina, but. It's just terrible what they're all going through.
But I was telling some people because, you know, being from up north, I kind of miss that cold weather sometime too, because that was my workout weather. It's snowing all day and I get a chance to go outside and shovel snow. Now I'm down here sweating and losing weight but cutting grass. That's a big difference.
You got a house?
But we can handle that. We can handle a little bit of sweat. But once you're talking about these temperatures that really are just not healthy to the human bodies, it's dangerous. So you know, we're praying that it does sound like that they're starting to warm up out there a bit. And as a ham radio operator, I've got a lot of friends out there. I've talked to a couple in Houston that. Have lost power for short time, and then they've had to hook up generators and whatnot. So we're familiar with that here in Florida, but it's tough. Again, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680 is the number to call here at Blind and Beyond. And
we have about 1 minute to break, Dave, just so you know.
All right, I appreciate that. Hey, Brother Chris, any shout-outs for you?
Well, I definitely want to give a shout-out to you, and definitely to you for all the listening ears.
Me?
Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for helping us continue to be a fantastic radio show on the airwaves that you continue to listen each and every week. So we just want to give a shout-out to you for you putting your best foot forward and tuning in.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we're going to go to break now.
We love our listeners. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a minute.
Fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit. Life House is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483. Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hello, hello, hello. You are tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't worry, This is not a test. This is not a coup. You're listening to Dave and Lynn, and you are indeed listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Just to let you know, Michael is okay. We have not taken over, and we're not holding him hostage due to contrary to rumors that we've heard on Facebook. Michael is okay, but he's in right now. He is in Hawaii, and we can't really tell you anything more about it right now.
Top secret.
That's not so bad anyway. So
yeah.
he's not suffering. We know that for sure.
Okay.
So that's all we're going to say about that. But and also, we quickly give out our phone number. Blind and Beyond Radio Show number 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I think we've got a very special guest coming up, and Lynn knows all about her.
We do. We'd like to welcome for the first time Julia Santiago, and Julia's calling in from California, and Julia is the Assistant Director at the Center on Disabilities, better known as CSUN. She's going to tell us all about the CSUN virtual conference, which will be March 6th to March 14th, very soon, coming up. Hello, Julia, and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So nice of you to join us, 3,000 miles away.
Yes, and probably a little bit warmer.
Yeah, thank goodness that you, yeah. Whereabouts in California are you, in San Diego?
No, we're in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, L.A., okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So tell
Although
us.
We're not suffering here in Florida, in Central Florida either, Julia.
No, thank God.
we had like 71, I think, as a high today, so we were,
oh, boy.
It was pretty nice.
Then you're definitely probably even warmer than we are today.
Yeah, so we've actually been able to avoid most of the really bad stuff everyone has been struggling with, so we're blessed so far, thankfully. But
good.
Great to have you with us, and everyone is all abuzz about the CSUN thing is coming up, and I know the commercial whizzed by, and I kind of like halfway was trying to pay attention to it, but the dates are coming up like at the beginning of March, so. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technologies Conference is coming up. We start March 6th, and we will go till March 14th. March 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have a lot of pre-conference workshops, and so these are more in-depth types of training that we offer every year prior to the actual start of the conference. So we're really excited about this new virtual format, and people will be able to join even these pre-conference workshops in a more webinar style in contrast to previous years. You know, talking about the weather, normally every year people love coming out to the conference because they're escaping the cold weather, but this year you get to do it bundled up from home. After the pre-conference dates on March 9th, we'll kick off the conference itself with our keynote, and this year's keynote in honor of the 30th anniversary of the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act. We're having Anthony Tony Coelho, who is a former U.S. Member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and he was the primary sponsor for the ADA. So we're really excited to hear from him this year and having him join the conference. And then after the keynote, we kick off our over 200 educational sessions that people this year, which is really exciting because it's in this virtual format, attendees will get to essentially attend every single session, unlike when we're in person, where you kind of have to pick and choose whatever in the specific time slot. Now the sessions will be available on demand, so participants can select which sessions to go to anytime they want, and they'll have until March 14th to view them. So we're very excited for that opportunity to be able to, for everyone to be able to have access to all the sessions instead of just a handful on the schedule. In addition to the conference session, we also have an exhibit hall. And this year we're also doing the exhibit hall virtually. So all individuals registered to attend the conference will be able to also have access to the exhibit hall. We have a large number of exhibitors, and these are all companies and who bring and highlight their innovative products and services.
Would you mind like highlighting some of the names of the companies that are going to be there? Because I know a lot of folks will recognize some of them that might perk their interest to want to check it out. Because I think some of them are pretty amazing. You have like everybody.
We do. You know, we have a lot of big companies and very small companies, and they're representative of the vast field of assistive technology. So, you know, we have companies that are for AAC, so helping with alternative augmented communication. We have companies that have products for the blind and low vision population. So we definitely run the gamut of the different types of companies and products that are included in the exhibit hall. And that's, I would say, is also true with the conference sessions as well. You know, we have a lot of our exhibitors as well have sessions that they present at the conference as well. But in the exhibit hall, what's also kind of neat with the virtual format is attendees to the exhibit hall will be able to connect individually with the exhibiting companies so that they can, you know, talk to them, ask questions, and get, you know, more specific information that they're looking for. But we have a number of companies. It's kind of hard to highlight, you know, all the companies because there's so many. And I don't like to highlight... Sure. And at the same time, I also don't like to highlight just one because it's not fair to all the others.
Right. Well, there's an exhibitor list. People can check out the exhibitor list.
Exactly. And so that's what I would actually say is up on our conference website, which is csun.at/conference. So it's csun.at/conference. And up there, actually, on the website, there's the full listing of all the exhibitors. As well as a full listing of all the conference sessions and all the other events that will take place during the conference week. So it's actually a really great place to check out if you want to learn more about the conference. There's also on the website where you can register. And sort of the neat thing that we're offering this year, because, you know, we're sad to not get together in person with folks this year, also giving a discount. So for those attendees registering for the conference this year, they will get a 25% discount to be used towards registration for the conference next year when we will be returning, hopefully, fingers crossed, to the in-person conference down in Anaheim, California. So I definitely encourage you to check out, like I said, our website, because you'll see that, like I said, the full listing of everything. And there's there's definitely a lot going on. And like I said, you know, earlier, with this virtual format, it's awesome that attendees will be able to take advantage of everything that's going to be offered at the conference this year, because, you know, it's sort of on your own time from home. So it will be a nice opportunity to take advantage of this, you know, unique opportunity, unlike we, you know, have every other year. So,
Julia, can you explain very briefly how they, so they go to csun.at/conference, but how do they get to a specific exhibitor to join their Zoom room? Is it easy to do?
So once you're registered and once they actually restart the conference, so it would be March 9th, when we kick off with all the sessions as well as the exhibit hall, is at that point, you have to be registered ahead of that time. And then you will log in and connect to the, whether it be the conference sessions or the exhibit hall. And that's when you can be able to go in and connect with the, each of the exhibitors and whatever else with the conference. So that's not, you wouldn't be able to do that right now on the website just because obviously we haven't started. But right. just to get a preview as to what will be there, check, yeah, definitely go to the website now. But once the conference starts, then access to all of these things will be available.
So what's the deadline to register for that?
Our registration for the conference deadline is Friday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So if you, you know, like I said, check out and see all of the sessions and events that are being offered. And if you want to register, there is a link on our website to go ahead and register. Now, for if you just want to attend the exhibit hall, you can do that as well. And that is free and open to the public to do, but you do have to register. And there is a link on our website to register just for the exhibit hall. And deadline for registering for the exhibit hall is actually on Saturday, March 13th, because that's the last day the exhibit hall will be open and available.
Well, that's very reasonable of you. That's cool.
Yeah.
And,
so, people can register anytime during the conference week for the exhibit hall.
And I assume that the most companies will have already been established by now, so the list that you have is probably complete at this point. No one's going to be sneaking in like, you know, I don't know, some crazy company.
Well, certainly, if someone really wants to come, a company wants to come and exhibit right now, sure, we'll take them. But for the, I would say, the list up on the website right now is fairly complete.
And okay. If they got a really big check, you're willing to take it, but
you won't say no to that.
Well, you know, they're really good. They're really good. Yeah.
No, but it's great. For a lot of our exhibitors, you know, they love the conference. They love the opportunity. You know, the opportunity that is provided for the conference to be able to engage.
They did want to
they're great because they, you know, they engage with everyone and love the opportunity to connect with folks. So, definitely excited to see how, you know, this will, you know, because it's going to be a little different virtually this year. Like I said before, I think it's giving everyone more opportunities to connect oddly
right.
enough. So I'm
Good.
Excited for that. So,
yeah, some people wouldn't wait in line. You know, this way is a lot less imposing, and plus,
exactly.
of course, yeah, plus you're not taking a plane or whatever kind of wacky stuff you'd have to do to get there. It's right now, it's a huge thing to be able to do that. So,
yeah,
it's a lot safer way.
And you know, like I said, we're sad that we're definitely going to miss being together with folks in person. But
right.
There's definitely a benefit or something, an opportunity that's presenting itself with this virtual format
cool.
that we're very excited about.
Well, everybody knows.
So what
about
next year? Well, he said
they're hoping. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What about virtual? Will we still try to have some virtual stuff as well as in person?
You know.
Who
you
knows,
know, right
Dave?
Right now, our sights are set on March 6th through March 14th.
I'm
worried about next year. Thank you, Julia. Thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you much success with CSUN 2021. Don't forget, everybody, to visit their website at csun.at/conference. Thank you so much, Julie. It was nice to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Take
Julia.
Care.
I'm cheering you all the way on to next year, see? I'm a fan.
Yeah, I know.
Good night.
Well, you definitely can come out.
Thanks for
being
here.
Love you. Okay.
You guys
are
going to do
Take
great.
Care. All right, Chris, we're going to go to break and come back. We're going to do David's Trivia. Right, Dave?
Time to break something. Ah, there we go.
Listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
you are.
We are.
Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I'm back.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Dave and my dear friend, Lynn.
Hello, and everybody.
You are tuned into the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you just stumbled across us on your radio dial or maybe on the internet, didn't know what you've ran into, well, we don't know either, to be honest with you. No, we are actually the bridge. We are the bridge between the blind and the sighted community, which is the strange thing is, you know, most of us we're pretty similar, really. There's just a couple minor differences, of course. But so we talk about some of the blind related things, but also a lot of things that we share with sighted people. So the number to call here at the Blind and Beyond, 407-894-1680. That number is 407-894-1680. Got to tell you, Michael is okay. I know he's got a big fan club. You know, he's a big pinup guy in some of the locker rooms around. But Michael is okay. He's taking the week off, though. He's in Hawaii. Some kind of ritual that we can't talk about. And it's supposed to be secret. So, yeah.
All right. Let's keep our guest.
Exactly. So Michael can't be with it. But anyway, we need to get to a caller. I do understand. We have a caller. Chris, is that right? Hello, Chris.
Most definitely.
Chris left the studio. He went to Hawaii, too.
Right, that part.
That's right.
All the way from Vancouver, Washington. That's right. Vancouver, Washington. We have our good friend, the 14-year-old genius. That's what I'm going to call him from here on out. The 14-year-old genius. Gabe. Gabe, how you doing?
Hi, Gabe. Great. How about you?
Good. Gabe, are you 14 or 15 or are you
27? I think he's 20 now, Chris. You must be 20.
You know what? I haven't tuned in a while, so I forgot to tell you guys. But on January 11th was my birthday.
Oh, that's right. You're 15 now?
Guess what? I am 16 already.
Oh, my God. Are you saying 1-6?
Yes.
Or 1-5?
1-6.
What? That's impossible. I'm sorry. We need to do a check.
You know
fact
what?
Checking,
I'm getting
Chris.
Old.
You are.
Chris, yeah, I'm going to have to go back over this
old,
one.
But I sometimes feel old.
Well, you're not 16. That old, but happy birthday. A little
happy
late.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Chris, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gabe. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It doesn't have to be your birthday for us to sing to you, Gabe.
Thank you so much. I know. I can't believe it because, you know, last year went by so fast because, you know, if you did not know, I was actually in Michigan for a few months, and I was visiting my grandpa, who I call Papo, and then we went to South Carolina
there,
for a few weeks, and I visited my Aunt Lena and my Uncle Tommy, so I had a really, really crazy summer last year.
Yes, indeed. You're a man about town, so I appreciate you taking time to call into the show tonight.
And what's new with you this year? Yeah, what's new this year?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing
to keep yourself busy?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, nothing much. You know, we had a huge snowstorm last weekend, so I got to play in the snow a little bit.
Woohoo! Oh, that sounds like fun. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
If I remember correctly, I was watching the news, and they said last week that Portland, which is about 10 minutes away from from Vancouver, you know, they got about 6 inches of snow. And over here in Vancouver, guess how many inches of snow we got?
How much?
We got about 10 inches.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
David, I think Gabe is a skier, if I'm not mistaken. He took skiing lessons.
Really? Have you skied before, man?
True. Well, I've done cross-country skiing, but I haven't actually done downhill skiing. Let's see, I've done cross-country skiing. I've done snowboarding, which is always a lot of fun.
Wow.
I know. But the only bad news is that I haven't been able to go snowboarding yet this year because lots of the ski resorts are not closed, but we just haven't went anywhere yet.
Now, have you ever skated before, ice skated?
Hold on. You know what? Our dog is barking at something. What were you saying?
Have you ever ice skated before?
Have I ever done what before?
Have you ever gone ice skating?
Oh, no, but I hear that's always a lot of fun. I should do that sometime.
You should. I bet you there's probably some good places to go up there.
I know.
Hey, Gabe, we need to do trivia in a minute, but it might be a song that you might know, so stay close to the radio or close to your phone so you can call back, because something tells me you might know this song and who did it originally.
You know what? I'm really, you're pretty swift, I listen to a lot of music, so who knows? Maybe I might know what the song is.
That's possible.
Thank you for calling, Dave. Hi, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Davis, great to hear
your voice.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. You too, honey.
All right, Dave. That was Dave in Vancouver, Washington. I keep on wanting to say Vancouver, British Columbia, but Vancouver, Washington, over there near Portland. You know, Blind and Beyond is listened to around the around the world, really. But especially in North America, we got a big bunch of friends there in Washington and British Columbia
David, Gabe goes to the school. I think it's called the Washington School for the Blind. I think that's where he learned how to ski as well. So he's he is terrific.
He is the man.
All right. Yeah, what are you going to do?
And close to Portland there, which they got a lot of things happening. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
you ready for your trivia, Dave?
Yes. And a tribute to our buddy Michael there in Hawaii. Trivia time, as he always often says. And I'm going to set up this. This song is known here. I think it was probably in the '90s, and done in a reggae style, which I love. By a group UB40, but it was originally written by a guy. You tell me who wrote this song and even performed it back in the 70s, I think, maybe. But who originally wrote this song? What do you say, Chris? Play for me, man. I hate to stop it now. I love this song.
You can play it for a little bit while people are calling
in. Yeah. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who wrote this song? Stay close to me. Don't let me be in love. Stay. All right, come on, Chris. All right, thank you so much. I wonder who wrote that song. That group you just heard was UB40 that did that song. And I wonder who wrote it originally. Give us a call, 407-894-1680. That number to call, 407-894-1680. If you know who did that song, who wrote it originally, Red, Red Wine. And I bet somebody knows and will give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you don't feel like telling us the trivia, we'd still be happy to hear what you're going through here in this cold, cold February around the country. And we understand some people are tuned in some crazy Zoom conference or something. But, you know, Lynn, we're so much more fun than that stuff. You know, I don't know who would listen to that when it's given the choice of listening to you and myself on the radio.
All right, are you ready?
I mean, seriously.
I agree.
Chris.
All right, are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to take a trip down I-4. We're going to go to I-4 going eastbound all the way over to the beautiful city of Daytona Beach, Florida. Then after we leave Daytona Beach, we're going to stay right over on that I-4 corridor. Matter of fact, we'll just hop on I-95 south and go down to Delray Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women from Daytona Beach, we got Hershey. And from Delray Beach, Florida, we have Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Hershey from Daytona Beach. How you doing?
All right. We got the beaches. Hey, is that Hershey?
Yep.
Hey,
yeah,
I think
Hershey.
I almost recognize that voice. Hey, Hersh, what's happening, brother?
Not too much. Just thought I would call in and did get that bit of information for CSUN, so I just wanted to catch up.
All right. Did you have a chance to listen to the CSUN, Julia?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear Julia talk about CSUN earlier?
Yes, and I got the website, so I'm going to go ahead and register for it.
Ah,
very
cool.
Nice. Hey, that's great. Enjoy it.
Do you know anything about who originally wrote that last song that you just heard, Red, Red Wine?
I'll just throw a guess, Bob Marley.
No, you're close.
It sounded like David. It sounded like that.
Well, the group that you just heard that did it, that just played it, was UB40. But there's a guy, I'll give you that much. There's a fellow who originally wrote that song, and it's not what you would expect. And I thought for sure you were calling in to tell me that you knew who did that song, because you are pretty much up on those things. But that's okay. It's good to hear your voice regardless, and I appreciate you giving a call, bud.
And we hope you continue to listen, Hershey, even when David's not on.
Exactly. You are welcome anytime, my friend.
We'll be nice to
Definitely.
You.
We'll pass on the word to the good people around the world.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay.
All right. That was Hersh calling from Daytona. And I think we've got Delray Beach. Was it Bill? What's up,
yes,
Bill?
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hello there.
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well.
Good.
Are you down there on the beach this evening?
No, I'm home.
I got you. Did you happen to know who originally wrote that song?
I believe it was Neil Diamond.
He knows.
You are so right, my friend.
All right.
You are a winner.
Really nice.
You can't see this since we're an audio only, a radio show, but the lights are going off right now. All the needles are pinned. You are a winner.
Okay.
What did he win, Dave?
Tell her what he wins there, Lynn.
I thought you knew. you won a $10 gift card to Subway.
Okay,
something
great.
Something really good. I know that.
Yep, we'll send it out to you.
Subway, where everything is always fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bill.
Hey,
thanks
you.
For calling. And give Chris your address, please. Anybody else wants to say hello, Chris?
That's all we have. Bill, hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure Chris gets your address. And Subway food is always fresh because Chris and I have ran into each other there at Subway, and they've got some darn good subs.
You ran into Chris at Subway?
Yeah, a couple times.
You're kidding.
We've gone up there by the station when we were...
That's the famous story where Chris took his date.
Right, right, yeah. That part.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's
my favorite story.
Pre-COVID, for sure.
Yeah, that's my favorite story.
I have a feeling there's people that are just tuning in right now, and you're tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. And what is that, you ask? Of course, it's we're the bridge. We're the bridge to the blind, from the blind and the sighted community. And we talk about blind stuff, we talk about sighted stuff, and everything in between. So if you just want to call and tell us hi or just tell us off, that's okay. I'll only tell Lynn off, though. Don't talk to me. I'm very sensitive. Yeah.
Dave, no joke. I mean, like Michael always said, that before he lost his sight, we didn't know anybody that was blind. And
until I started working at Lighthouse, where of course one of our great sponsors that does some excellent work, but
they're with us 6 years now. Yeah, they're 6 years Lighthouse.
But truthfully, for the longest time, I didn't know a whole bunch of blind people as friends, and so I learned a lot by who calls in here around the country, and quite often has got some really good ideas. So
that's where we met you, correct, Dave? When you were working at the front desk, that's how we met you.
I don't know. I thought I was at that bar, one of those bars.
The Green Parrot? Yeah. I don't think so. No,
yeah.
I don't think you were one of the first crew that we met. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm really not sure where I
have to do some fact checking with that with Sheila and Gary. Hey, Gary, if you're listening, call in. Yeah, and Kevin, and up in Greensboro, what's the weather like up there? I'd like to know what everybody's doing, how they're.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
Through the cold weather.
I hope Kevin's not giving me the cold shoulder. I know it's cold, but
not to make a pun. Yeah,
but I'm bummed. Sorry, that was bad.
No, that was okay.
Very punny.
Very punny.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh my goodness.
You never know what kind of. Yeah, I know it's rough, but that's the kind of we're cheap entertainment here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're on the low budget.
When we come back on the other side of the top of the hour break, I'm going to give anybody that's looking for a job and you don't have to leave your home. I have some information for you, and I hope you take advantage of it. So I'll be reading a little bit about that opportunity.
Really?
Come back. Yes.
That'd be good.
Yep.
That'd be interesting. Maybe I'll have to look at it.
All right. Well.
You know, the way things are getting with the bills getting tight and stuff, I might have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to keep on living up to my high standards. Might have to get a job. Haven't been able to do any gigs lately, so.
No, people, not everybody knows that you're a musician and how you've been affected by the pandemic.
I'm a musician and I have been infected. I've been sick. But I'll tell you about it in a minute.